Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Panic at the Disco. If you'd like to go, be calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco a week from today at Oracle. We have tickets all week at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. If you want to check out Panic at the Disco, you can talk to Hooman, too. I mean, it's like multiple prizes all wrapped into one. 800-400-3697. Call number 97. Call now.
That same number is where you can text us. We got lots of those today. Here's one.
Okay.
Girls and ladies, please take the time to enjoy learning about yourself. It will pay off more than you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. You got to know you before you can tell anybody else about you.
Right.
How, if they say, does that feel good? You say, well, it feels about as good as anything, you know. I don't know if that feels good or not. But if you knew, you'd be like, eh, it's not good enough.
Oh, I
see. To the right.
Right. 707 says, as one of your black listeners, you guys crack me up with the not knowing lace front. Y'all make me chuckle. God, they are so white.
Don't chuckle at us. So what?
I knew, I actually had heard it on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah,
like,
didn't
last week.
You kind of knew what it was, right? I just didn't know what it was.
I've never heard it at all.
We can't know everything.
I thought it was for one particular area, but then I started thinking. And,
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I don't like the sex button. Nope. I like to sit by him on the sofa and let it come about naturally, or in bed, or visit my evening shower. Mm-hmm. If it can be spontaneous, if I can be spontaneous, why can't he?
Oh. Yeah.
A button, please.
He only has one button he has to worry about.
Nah.
I want to give him extra buttons to worry about.
Producers on reality TV shows don't let the contestants eat. They do the same thing on The Bachelor. They will have contestants eat meals beforehand and then film at dinner.
Why?
That's so dumb.
In case they get something on their shirt or something?
I just don't think it shows good on TV. People talking with their mouths full.
I like it.
Okay. Well, you should start a show.
I should.
And have them eat.
It's a show where we eat mashed potatoes the whole time. They look really good in your mouth.
925 says, Hooman for the win. How about just doing him because he's your husband? Yeah, I agree with that one for sure.
I like to get a little something in return.
860 says, Vinny! My fiance and I are running to City Hall, getting married and then running back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the move. Boy, is that the move.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's cheaper. It's easier on everyone involved.
But the bride doesn't get her big day. And Isla will be very disappointed that her wedding sucked.
That's right. She is the bride daughter.
You are marrying the whole family, Vin.
I get those stupid Instagram DMs, and I'm nobody, says 408. You're somebody, 408. Come on. I think maybe it's in a setting. Maybe you've opened your settings to, like, all access. Like, anyone can DM you.
I don't know.
Is that it?
I don't know.
Well,
anyone
can DM you regardless.
You just don't always see it. You have to, like, look at the people that you don't know.
You have to go and accept the people who you aren't friends with. Yes.
So that's how you're getting
you
the DM from them.
And see.
I never get any prostitution solicits.
Oh. Well, I've never looked at anybody who wasn't already just listed in my thing. I feel bad. I don't want to answer one person and not answer somebody else, you know? So I just don't answer anyone. Thank you.
The singer from Oakland band Electric Messiah, Matt Pike, was in another local band in the 90s called Sleep.
Mm.
I didn't get to buy them yesterday because I was super duper busy, but and today's repeat. Friday, I'm going to buy that band from Oakland.
What's
and
the name
enjoy
of that
them.
Band again? I forget.
Electric Messiah?
I thought that was the name of the record.
Oh.
But I'm sure I'm sure you can look it up by that. It's
no,
called...
I have it. Hold on.
Fight
high
by
on,
Night.
Oh, High on high. Fire.
High on fire. Fire. I have it. I wrote it down. It's on my to-do list.
Not Live by Night?
High on Fire. Mm. Yeah, I'll check them out. 707
well,
says,
make you a better driver.
Loving Yuzette's hot librarian look today.
Oh, really? Is it? I have my glasses on. Is that
and
right?
A little scarfy.
Oh. This is one of Sarah's originals, Vinny. Remember when she used to crochet?
I still crochet.
You do?
Do you?
I do sometimes.
I really like
it. I was
going
to make I actually was planning on making a blanket for a friend of mine who's having a baby, but I just can't. It's just such big projects. I think the last one I did was your kid. Did I give your kid a blankie?
Not the second kid.
No. Oh, no. I couldn't. I don't do it anymore.
Right.
I thought about it.
We still have that one, the pink and white one.
Oh, that's right. She likes that.
Yeah. 650 says, what's the difference between Hooman's mom and Sarah? One woman is whom Hooman wouldn't be here without, loves unconditionally, and spends part of every weekend with. The other is his mom.
Aw. Force filled up.
Crocker Bank was infamous with the SLA Patty Hearst story.
Oh.
So that's the bank she robbed?
I don't recall.
Patty Hearst was a bank robber, right?
Right.
Well.
The daughter of a very rich. Right.
But what do they call that? Stockholm Syndrome, where you start to like love your captors or whatever?
Well, you start to believe in what they believe in and go to their plight.
Yeah, I'll rob a bank with you.
Vin, for a podcast listener here, my daughter hated how much I loved The Greatest Showman at first. Then one day I heard her singing it in the shower. Fast forward 5 months and now she's so obsessed, it's going to be her fifth birthday party theme.
Oh.
You should give it a good watch. You will love it. I haven't given it a fair shake. That's true.
But your daughter's really into it now.
But
5 is the cutoff age.
For what?
She didn't like it before she was 5.
Right.
Now she likes it.
Very true. A lot of people guessed Ed Sheeran was the number one artist for 33 weeks that Maroon 5's about to pass. Including Jane. Jane wrote me and was like,
"Oh, what'd she say?"
It's true. I was screaming Ed in the car.
Yeah, if they get to the 34, if they go, so we'll get the chart tomorrow, and that'll put them at 33 weeks, tied with Ed Sheeran, and if they are in the top 10 again next week with Girls Like You, then they will hold the number one position, hold the record. I should feel like that's a short record. Like, I feel like there's people who've been at number one for 20-something weeks. And then how did they fall immediately out of the top 10? I guess when we're done with a song, we are done with it.
All right. Goes away.
707 says, my boyfriend and I have been together 8 years. We have 3 kids, and we have done it 3 times already this year. And we're so proud. We just high-fived over it last night.
Oh! Wait.
Kids cut in, no doubt.
They do. Suddenly, it's not, you know, you don't have time for anything.
Hooman podcast? I would subscribe to that, says 650.
Oh, Hooman, you should really think about
510
that.
510 says, the Hooman podcast should be called Thank You, Forrest.
Funny.
Oh, my God. That is what it should be called.
Hooman's not with us at the moment, though.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. Oh, there he is.
We're on!
He's coming back.
What are you doing?
I need to go talk to Bird.
We had a glitch with the
promo suite.
Yeah, sorry.
I want the Hooman podcast.
A lot of people want the Hooman podcast, Hooman.
They're lining up, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Just think, you and whatever you wanted to talk about, as long as you want it. Yeah.
May.
You.
Yeah,
you.
You.
May.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
You.
May.
As long as you want. You. You.
You can invite all those like celebrity friends and everyone you're always trying to promote. You can invite them over.
And then you could just promote them. In fact, it could be like all promotion.
Yep.
You get all this advertising money. Put your
bars
filled down. I'm talking to you.
Shield up. Hooman, stop banging your mic with your shield.
925 says, hey, guys should not stop doing all the stuff when you get married. Guys are doing that?
I don't know.
I don't know any guys who are doing that.
Yeah. My guy wants to do more stuff.
Right.
That sounds dangerous. Let's do it the regular way.
This conversation is making my 13-year-old very uncomfortable. She just put on her headphones. LOL.
Bye.
I wish I could give it to him one time a week. He's like a little boy, little teenage boy wanting it every day.
Yeah. Well, tell him no.
Don't say that.
Tell him that's what porn
is
for.
Don't say that. You don't need to get involved in everybody's stuff. You're already in all our business.
She doesn't want to.
Leave them in their business.
You don't want to, just say no.
You guys are so funny. In our house, folding laundry is foreplay.
Yeah, it's hot. Feel like folding clothes.
209 says, actually, when I want to assure I'll get some, I break out the mop and start cleaning. Works every time. Yeah. I just tell her not to send a video to her girlfriends or they may come after me.
Yeah, because they'll be like, oh my God.
He mops.
He does all the stuff. He cleans the whole house and all you have to do is bone him.
415 says, Norman Lear. Funniest guy in the show, that human.
We've all heard now.
Soccer players have great legs, but are known for the most amazing backsides.
Butts.
Right.
Yeah. Really fit.
Way to go, Human. He's got a blue steel look. Look at that.
I know. This is a great picture of him. This is your new... You should just... Too bad that girl's in the shot.
Look at the look on his face.
Hey, I'm Hooman. When you go to the next page, this we're looking at the Nob Hill Gazette. Hooman is prominently featured in this week's episode. Issue, whatever. That's a great shot.
Thank you
That your
so
new headshot.
Thank you.
You must be feeling pretty good. Normally, a day like today with all the attacks you've been under, you would have shut down.
What?
Yeah, attacks? What attacks?
Non-stop, bro. All over him. You guys been shooting missiles and bullets my way all
morning. I keep checking to see if he's shut down, and he isn't. Like, I think that this Bachelor thing has been really great for you, and obviously you have other things that, you know, namaste, dramaste is big. Like, you're feeling good about yourself. Like, we're just, it's like we can't hurt you.
Here's 707 to help. Let me know when the ball gag is in Hooman's mouth, and I'll turn the show back on. Hooman, you are so obnoxious.
Yeah, get him! Get me!
650 says, good morning, sunshines. I wrote in yesterday about talking to my boss about moving. I took your advice and just told him. He was congratulatory and kind. I cried.
Aww.
Thanks for the help. Love you guys so much. Yeah, you just do it.
Aww.
Tripping. Anyone worth anything would want your success and would applaud your your move up the ladder.
It sucks. Nobody wants to have to replace somebody, and especially someone that you really like and get along with. But, you know, it happens. You know, you have to sort of figure if you were the boss and someone you really liked as an employee came to you and was just like, well, you know, here's my deal. I'm so sorry. I'm going. You'd be like, well, good luck to you.
This is about the little girl. It was one of our early stories in the news from Boston. Her name's Michelle Carter, who was the girlfriend of a guy who committed suicide. And rather
thanks to
than
her encouragement,
trying to help him, she encouraged him to get it done. You
get
keep
back in
talking
the car.
About it, but get it done.
Yeah.
650 says he was 18. This is a classic line of, would you jump off a bridge if someone told you to? He can make his own choices.
Yeah, that's the suicidal people often make the best choices. Good call. She is a rotten person.
Just wanted to say I love you guys. Days I don't feel like smiling, and you guys always manage to make me crack one. Today is my 36th birthday. I listen to the podcast from Texas.
Oh. Well,
if you're
happy
able to
birthday.
Do a birthday shout out, it doesn't matter what time. Thanks, Megan.
Megan, happiest of birthdays.
Cheer up.
I hope everything's going good for you in Texas.
Smile.
We miss you here, and we hope you have a great day. 36 is a great age. Wish I was 36.
We have lots more, including, well, let me just do this one because I'm a really big fan of naked yoga. 707 says, in the East Bay, there is naked yoga.
As opposed to screaming.
Rage yoga.
Rage yoga.
Right.
That's what it is, right? Well, maybe you could go to the naked yoga class, Vinny.
Well, I'm not going to go to any yoga class. Time is tight. But that would be really good for dramaste.
Oh, yeah. Do naked yoga. What do you think?
That's not happening.
Oh. What?
Why not?
I don't want to.
Well, think about it.
I don't want to be around naked people. I don't like it.
Yeah. They might fall over on you. That's like the thing about yoga. You know, you touch anybody else in there, it's like, ew.
Sweaty.
All your juices mingle together. It's disgusting. People who want to hug after yoga, I'm always like, please don't.
They do?
Yeah,
both
sometimes.
Arms wrapped around.
Yeah, like full on. I'm like, oh, God, now I'm wearing you. Exactly. That's, how did you know what I was going to say?
We have piles, but unfortunately, we're out of time. So
we'll be right back. Say goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You do look like a hot librarian today.
Oh, thanks.
Very conservative look for you.
Should go to the library.
Oh my God, just hang out there and be like, yeah, I'm the librarian. What?
You put that together after a late night out at in Noe Valley?
I was home by 7:40.
Yeah, you usually go to bed at 3 in the afternoon. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Well, it's just tennis shoes and jeans and a black top and a scarf.
Right.
Look at me.
I think I have a black top. I think I have the same shirt. Is that a Gap shirt?
It's an Express shirt.
Oh, all right. It's a little more low cut than mine, too.
Didn't Express go out of business 15 years ago?
No. Express is around.
Actually, they're still around, but the one at Hillsdale closed down.
Oh.
I'm bummed out. I love that place. Shut up. You're thinking of, like...
I'm not thinking of anything. I was just making a crack at you.
It didn't work, did it?
I'm just having...
I have my force shield. What's it called?
I need my force shield. You know what?
Engage.
I'm going to keep mine up from
now
on,
too. Yeah, who was in a great mood to, like, surprising, like, so is it the Drama Stay thing, do you think? I mean, normally half of what we said would have shut him right down.
No.
He would have been so mad.
He's just over there eating his peanuts and his pistachios.
His
and
organic nuts.
Yeah.
I love nuts. What?
The organic food baby, as you put it.
Oh, boy. Mm. Anywho, it was a fun day. But listen, Alice stays here all day long.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Jane is hard at work.
She is.
Getting ready to come in here and drive you home. So stay with Alice all day.
We'll see you tomorrow. Hump day.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.